Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Now, this is one of those moments in time where I want to bubble it all up, and I want this to stay for a long period of time. I feel happy. How football, how Manchester United can confound the gods, karma, existence, etc, etc. But as I've pointed out plenty of times, we beat Liverpool 3-1, and then we go to Borough the next day or whatever and lose 1-0. Even the joy of Barcelona 3-0 in 84, we lost the next game at West Brom. Manchester United do odd things. Fergie often said this. How the low that I felt after Brentford, where I forsaked him only for 6 days though, to bottom out, we're not going to beat Sunderland. We do. Then, well, just no expectations. Let's just hope, you know, come on, turn up. To put in that gutsy, still go for it, bollocks to the commentators, at 1-1, we carried on going for it. Because if we'd have backed off, we didn't play, you know, this long ball fucking, or we didn't give him a team sheet. To show the guts that we did there, I'm going to go on to Ben Zayden because they were there in a minute. That suddenly, and I have said all season top six, that I just think maybe that was the moment and let it just continue. But wasn't it great on a Monday? It's one of those Mondays you get about four or five a year, if you're lucky, that you just feel, oh, this is a good week. And the whole week, there's no fucking noise, there's no delirium, there's no everyone's angsty, arguing with each other. It was just a fucking great week, and nothing happened, nothing much happened, but we beat Liverpool. And that the buzz, and I wasn't there, but that fucking joy when Maguire, fair play to Maguire, you know, all the shit he's taken, they turned up, they put in guts. I thought Cunha was superb, his effort, his work rate, what he kept doing right until the end was putting them under, just being a nose. And we haven't had that for a long time, just be a nose. Because then you've got one player being a nose with him, but the second defender then thinks, oh, I better cover my mate because he's being a fucking nose. Ahmad and Bremo have got a link up play already. Let's hope that lasts. I know, because I've seen Shaw and fucking Depay have a fucking link up, so they don't. But it looks like the seeds of Lamens, there was no panic, and he's only two games, so I don't want to get carried away, but I'm getting carried away. Nick's arrived singing Ruben Amorim, that says how much the turnaround. But the thing that already, there's no panic in the defender's eyes when he has the ball. There's no shitting themselves collectively going, what's this clown going to do? And he made a decent save, he's going to get a lot of pressure on him. But that side turned up at Anfield and deserved it, and had as many chances as at Anfield, even if we'd have drawn, even if we'd lost, because yeah, we did get lucky with Gakpo hitting the post and that, but they turned up, and that guts. And Ruben was asked match of day two, what was it down to, and he went, that spirit. And all I want is that spirit. We didn't have it at Brentford. How we've gone in a couple of weeks, you know, I know this season we have been creating chances, but we were flawed then, so fair play. But today is so big, because we have seen it before where United then don't back it up today. Hello, Nick. Podcast. Hello. Did I say Red News Podcast 282? I don't know, I'm carried away. No,
that's how carried away.
We're playing Brighton.
Very, very good. It's brilliant that. We were here 2 weeks ago, weren't we, at Hotel Football, and I said to you, like, he gets a bit of a free pass at Liverpool as long as he beats Sunderland, and he did do that. Obviously, he's got the greatest result in the last 10 years at Liverpool as well, and fair credit to him. And you know my belief, I've always said on here that if it's something's good, say it's good. If it's crap, say it's crap. And he has been crap, but the last two games, the last two results, fair play to him. But what I did say to you in here today is the one that I've always had circled is this game today, is the Brighton game. That's the one that's the most important, because they're the teams that do come here. They are more than a bogey team now. They just beat us because they are better than us. So this is the one that I've constantly been looking for, so I'm looking forward to it. But that performance last week was brilliant. Ethan Cooney played well. I've not been his biggest fan, but in the second half, I thought he was head and shoulders.
He's a very good footballer.
But yeah, no, I'm not saying he's not a good footballer. Like, if I was playing five-a-side football, I want him and Xerxes in my team every week. But we're playing 11-a-side football, and that's my problem. But he showed exactly what he was all about. Ruben showed about what he was all about. I was intrigued by the team selection. It paid off. Brilliant. But to go to your point, though, because what you're saying is that the moment it turns around? I personally, and I'm not to dig you out because everyone's saying it, is I'm sick of looking for moments that are going to turn us around. No. We need like five wins on the bounce but to turn us around and get that laddie's haircut.
We've got now, you know, that's I know we've got need, a stop start again, but New Year's Day, we've got what, 11 games now between now and New Year's Day, and they are hard games, and it could fall apart again, or it could be that, as I say, I think we'll lose another couple, you know, we'll lose five by New Year's Day, but if we're in the mix, you know, just the mood lift that, oh, if we win today, we could be in the top four. It just changes momentum. It changes perspective. But you wouldn't have seen, Ben, like the team sheet meltdown last week always makes me think, wait until they kick the bloody football. People were going absolutely batshit crazy. And I'm just thinking, I'm just surprised to see totally in the zone. It's Liverpool. None of it matters. Put 11 bloody mannequins if they get a result there. It's Liverpool. Don't worry about the team sheet before the team actually kicks the ball. Brandon.
Well,
what was it like? The video you took was majestic.
Oh, no, I just timed that just right, didn't I? I just had a funny feeling in the pit of my stomach that something was going to happen here. And I thought, well, whip my phone out, and if it happens, it happens. If I catch it, I catch it. If not, if it fucks up, it fucks up. But I enjoyed that. But my phone didn't quite enjoy it when it flew out of my hands. I didn't realise celebrating Guaya's goal, but you know, it survived. That's the main thing.
Such is life.
Such is life.
All that matters is just getting the result in it, really.
It is, yeah.
Just got a reader quickly. Yeah. Say your name and where you're from.
Kevin Warnock from County Down, Northern Ireland.
And how are you feeling about it?
Very nervous. Very nervous because we've done well the last two games. And I'm worried now we won't get three in a row. And we've lost six of the last seven against Brighton as well. But it's this wee man's first time over.
Oh, superb. What's your name?
Thomas.
Brilliant.
And James' second time over. Last time was 0-0 versus Newcastle. Oh. So he's home for his first goal.
And my boy's here later as well. Yeah. So I'm really excited.
I really hope we win the day. So.
Do you think we will?
Well, I won't say anything because I don't want to jinx it. So.
I like that. What do you reckon the score be?
I think it'll be 2-1.
2-1. And what do you think about seeing the ground? 2-1 United, yeah.
Looking forward to seeing inside?
Yeah.
What do you feel about outside? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Enjoy your day. Thanks for stopping. Appreciate you. Take care. Sorry, Ben. That's United's first game. I say Albert's coming later as well, so
that's good.
Really excited. So, yeah.
But yeah, you know, I just thought that everyone to a man as well got into Liverpool as well. We weren't standing off, we weren't letting them play. Yes, Gakpo had a few chances at the post, you know, and they had a couple of chances, but Bruno hit the outside of the post as well. I got a little cameo on Premier League TV or whatever the hell it was, Premier League's social media, when it pans to me as Bruno's hit the post. I go like that, you know.
I like that.
But yeah, I just thought it was I just thought each to a man. As much as Delo infuriates me at times, you know, but he naps and he, you know. But you know, I just thought each to a man. You know, they stood up, we got into challenges. We didn't give them respect. Far too often, I think we give teams like that too much respect over the last few years, when they've actually steamrolled us. So,
and they're not a very good sort. Of, you know, whether they become again, you know, like Isaac, brilliant that he's having a wobble. But you know, like Casemiro, you know, has been okay this season. He's lost a lot of timber.
Well, we just know that Casemiro's always got a bucket in him. That's the problem. But it's good.
Amorim was good this time. Yeah. Is the two players who had bookings,
took them off.
Yeah. So he didn't risk it, he didn't wait, he made his substitutions well. Not only just the best I've felt in ages as well, but Cunha and Casemiro had gone on a daft, you know, I don't know if they went to Japan, but they travelled miles for the international break. That alone, to put in that performance afterwards, whereas I think they said on match of the day Newcastle's Brazil players had looked leggy, and you know, say how little I know, oh, Bruno, I ranted to these lot. Bruno, I don't think, maybe take him off with 10 to go. And then he puts in a cross like that you think only Bruno would risk see vision. Cheers, John. See the, you know, like, what a beautiful, beautiful.
For once, only Bruno bastard. Could do that. Only beautiful Bruno, only Bruno could do that, though, can't he?
And Maguire just loved it. We'll be seeing that video for years. You know, it'd be like the O'Shea, Rooney, Forlan, and that's what I love about winning there. And sure, I've been very critical of him. Did everything well, and I thought there was a moment in the first half, didn't he, when he took the ball and he got the ball past the attacker, sure, and I thought, fair play, because I've given him a lot of stick, but again, it's backing it up. So the pendulum that I always say is I'm swing, you know, like, but as you say, if they play that well, now back it up in the home games, get some home form going. This will be what, our fourth home win on the row, and then three wins on the trot if we win. Right, sorry.
That really was good.
Just before
my mate. Aren't we allowed to? That's the whole nature of this football club. Let's get, you know, if you can't.
I was making an observation.
For too long, we've been down in the dumps and like, think, fucking yes, come on. And they let us down, but I don't want them to let us down anymore. And fair play. Also, Michael Oliver, stick the refs. Didn't get intimidated by the occasion for once. Didn't bother.
But he has fucked us over a few times.
He, and we battered him on the right hand side time and time again. So that was really, really good. And I just, you know, like Maguire, you know, the shit he's taken to put in that
he's
and
given,
love it.
He's given himself that legend status, hasn't he, really? Now, for, I mean, Forlan's still got it for the two goals at Anfield, and I think Maguire deserves it as well.
Two so in a year where he's given us, you know, what this drug
not
is about.
That's like 6 months, isn't
six
it?
Months,
you know
yeah.
To be fair, though, he made up for what he missed at Anfield last season when he had that glorious chance. And let's be fair, like I said about Maguire, though, he pulls people out of position. He's clever in his movement inside the box. And I've always said, and I've said it in the past as well, centre-halves make great centre-forwards because they know the runs to make. They know where a centre-forward should be and what runs that they need to make. So it's always good having him in and around that box, you know. And I thought De Ligt, by the way. How good's De Ligt?
He's been brilliant this season.
Absolutely fantastic against Liverpool. Heads and shoulders above Virgil van Dijk, who's apparently he's supposed to be the Premier League's greatest defender of all time.
Vidic would have had him for fucking tea, and no, Vidic isn't even our best defender that I've seen at United. That's how, and he was a great one. Nick went to Nick loves fancy dress, which I find
He
went as an allied, I'd say allied, fancy dress war thing.
Don't tell people the fancy dress, because that's not true. I just went as a World War II soldier to a World War II theme party once. That doesn't mean I'm fancy dressed.
That was last week.
That was last week.
You've dressed as other things.
Right. Maybe I've gone in a kimono on a Japanese night and things like that as well.
Denied what I've just accused you of.
Well, don't call me out in front of, you know, thousands of people.
Dead. I hate Brian Cox. You hate his smarmy, you know, like, ooh, the universe.
Great keyboard player.
And the way he goes all quiet and like, you know, you lost me at the first word you said, mate. And it like, and the other thing is I went to a coffee shop for a train the other day. I was in a rush. And then there's people, this really annoys me. It's annoyed me before, but I can't believe I've not mentioned it before. They order an ice drink. Don't do that, because that takes 2 minutes of their time anyway. And then they go, have you used like the soya caramel in there? And I'm like, and they go, no, we'll have to start again. And I'm like, I just want to order coffee, bog standard cappuccino. And then someone goes, oh, has that got the honey oat milk that I ordered? And the person goes, oh no, I'll have to start that again. And then they go, has that got the soya frappuccino latte milk that I ordered? And I'm thinking, you fuckers have just wasted 10 minutes of my
life.
It's
a fucking coffee shop, by the way. It's not Starbucks,
no,
is it?
Costa.
Just
fucking take the fucking milk of the coffee shop.
That's what it is. It's separate
for old miserable bastards.
Is it self-serving?
What sort of milk do you order in a coffee shop?
I just get a flat white.
They've got milk. Yeah. They'll choose what fucking milk they give you. All these people. And then someone went, the milk you've given me, and she'd asked for the hot milk, it's too hot. So the milk that's fucking hot is too fucking hot. Fuck off. Right, anyway.
There you go.
So you're going to do later. Frank. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. That's Stapleton, by the way. I love these little legends walking past each other. Pancho Pearson last
night. Do you know what? I'm really gutted I didn't do that United thing last night. You know, but what did I do before a match with Lee Sharp? I love Lee fucking Sharp. I got it.
Next issue, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Got to flog this one first, but next issue, Lincoln, is all I'm saying about Lee Sharp. Very well done. You didn't even know that.
I didn't know that, but
please support the mag. This one's been a hell of a one, but the next one's really good. If you like the pods, get involved with the Mind campaign. Just one more step than you did last year. Support it all by, you know, November the 22nd will be coming to that time of year where you can support the mag, support Mind, or whatever. Right, you'll do after. I'm not going to do after. You'll do 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
No swearing.
I'm going with the 4 minutes, but not so much swearing.
I think I've broken the swearing today. Apologies, people. I am going 2-0 Manchester United.
2-0 Manchester United. I'm going to raise it even further. It's going to be a Benjamin Sesko scuffle goal and an own goal as well. Because we're just not fully there.
Is Lewis Dunk still playing for them, or is he?
Probably, yeah.
Welbeck, you know. Yeah.
Keep Welbeck quiet, yeah. 2-0 United. And if I'm going to go for goal scorers, I'm going for Rick Bry, as him. And I'm going to go for De Ligt today.
Oh.
De Ligt header.
Miritomo's a very good player for them. Zayden, your prediction?
2-0.
2-0. We've got a raft of 2-0s there. Isn't that good? Right, let's hope. What's it? 60-1 someone
I'm not being funny, but when Anfield has changed my entire mood. I still don't think Ruben's the man, don't get me wrong, but it's changed my mood completely.
Do you remember, and
he got the result, and that's
twice I've said it, that I think we're better, we're going to make top six. I don't know if we're going to carry Ruben with us, but maybe that comment that, you know, I still have major doubts about him, but he had his mojo last week. But maybe he is the man who sort of puts into place a lot of changes that the next man needs. But for now, let's dream a little bit that we go with Ruben.
The thing is, though, is making sure that as you build on it, though, and you have to deliver today, absolutely. Because he won at City last year, didn't he, as well? And it's just nothing, you have to just...
Yeah,
this is the one I've had circled for
Forest,
weeks.
Forest, hard. Like Forest first win in 2 months next week. You can see that coming.
First clean sheet since they played us.
You can see that, you know, Spurs away hard.
Hard.
But
if
United could change that whole narrative of, you know, like, and start looking at the table, wasn't it nice just to not look down and it was up? And down the mood, you know, whether we like it or not, United dictates our moods, how it feels. And that Monday feeling, which I hate fucking Mondays anyway, to feel, yeah, like bouncing at first thing at 6 o'clock, going, yes, get in. More of that, please. Right, take care of yourselves. They'll do after. See you later. And we're going to do one at Forest and Spurs. And then it's another pointless international break. So cheers, everyone. Take care of yourselves.
Hello, everyone. I think Barney's already done the intro, but it's Nathan with Steve and his mate Lee. We're in O'Shea's just for a head over to go and sell before we play Brighton. I think we'll just talk about Sunday, really. What were your thoughts on that, Stephen?
I did predict a win. I just thought we were due one, just purely based on that we were due one. And I thought, me and Lee were talking on the train on the way over, I don't think we've been as bad as the press would make out. But like I said on the last pod, it's like everything was doom and gloom. Then he does his press conference the day before and he pulls you back in. He's very charismatic. I don't think we've been as bad as what people say.
I mean, the results have been very bad.
Yeah, the results have been appalling. And what was it at the time? Was it 8 wins in 30-odd games? We've talked about the system before. And he pointed out it was individual errors. Would those individual errors happen if it wasn't for that system? I don't know. I like to think he knows more than me, but Sunday was amazing. I watched it at home with a belly full of Guinness and Sunday dinner. Good times. Harry Maguire never lets you down, that lad.
I generally love him so much. Like I said in the group the other day, that I think he needs to go down as, like, not an all-time great, but he's up there as, like, especially in the post-Fergie era, like, you know, obviously Bruno, you could say is the most important signing we made since Fergie, but he's got to be up there as well. Like, especially like the way that the shit he got from mostly internet Reds, like that a few years ago, he could easily have gone, right, I'm going to leave. Like, he had offers to leave. He could have run away. He didn't want to. He was like, I want to stay. He wants to fight for his place. And then there was some crazy stats the other day about the number of, like, games that he's last-minute winners for so many games over the last few years. Leon, the other day, like, but there's been a fair few others where he's been pivotal. Like, his goals have been pivotal. And I think, you know, fair play, like, he's... You know, he's made of the stern stuff. If he, you know, he's ignored all the bollocks, and yeah, fair play to him. I love him. What were your thoughts then?
I actually enjoyed being proven wrong for once about a United game, because we started off and we were playing kind of a long ball, and I was thinking realistically with Bruno and more like diminutive players like Mount up top. I just thought we were employing another mad game plan, which was going to result in disaster. I think that was the first time where I've really seen Amorim, even if he hasn't adapted the formation, he's almost tweaked the system a little bit. Not starting Sesko was a bold move, but despite the fact that I think many of us questioned it at the start of the game, obviously bore fruit, and it was nice to see realistically that there were signs that Amorim was making decisions that weren't just rigid formation decisions planned in advance.
Just on that, I think it was it the Sunderland game, and at the and I love being proven right. Was it the Sunderland game? And I put in the group that it looked like we were playing more like 4-4-2, and it was Mbeumo and Sesko up front together, really close together. And I put it in the group, and particularly Nick just poo-pooed it and says, "You don't know what you're talking about." Blah blah blah. That night, match of the day, Rooney does a big section about it, saying exactly the same thing. I've listened to podcasts where they've talked. Nick, just because you don't understand football, you know, don't mean that we all don't. Do you know what I mean? But that's good that, like, say, he's starting to tweak it. He is starting to tweak things. And
I'm seeing, especially if you don't start Sesko and you don't have a traditional centre forward, you can clearly see that other players are compensating for that. And like you've said, you've almost got different partnerships arising. You do see some kind of similarity in 4-4-2. I think for me, the only questions I had last week were regarding maybe some substitutions. I thought Mason Mount, when he came off, even if he wasn't having his best game, the energy and the movement that he kind of has in the team, it does make a massive difference.
Yeah, I really like it. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts again today. I think he's
I thought Sesko, when he came on, I almost thought it proved Amorim's decision right not to start him.
Right,
he looked a lot worse than the game. I thought the signs were good. Green shoots. I'm not going to be one of those United fans that says, "Oh, this is the pivotal moment. It's going to turn around now." But it was nice to see something.
Well, I think a lot of people will probably say, and Barney's probably said it already, but if anything, today's more important than last week. You know, I know. But do you know what I mean? In terms of like, how many times have in the last however many years, not at Anfield, obviously, but have we played well against the big teams? We've got a big result, and then the week after, we've shit it against someone that we should beat. So
I do think it's worth saying that I thought Cooney was super.
Really good.
It's brilliant. Yeah. We have been joined by a few others. We've got Blair and Phil have turned up.
Pass it on if they want to have a word.
Phil, what do you think about Sunday?
When? Which Sunday?
Liverpool.
I thought we played well. I thought he got his tactics correct. And I thought they all fought for one another, which makes a change. You never know what side's going to turn up. Either a side where they all fight for one another, or a side that looks like completely disjointed, and half of them are not interested. But he got his tactics right. I thought we played well. I thought we deserved the win.
What about today, though, Phil?
I think we'll lose today. I'm convinced we can't go with 3 wins on the bounce. So we've done the
Are
two.
Are you in a grumpy mood because you sold your motorbike? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I've sold my Ducati this week, which has put me in a grumpy mood, basically. Yeah, so I don't think we'll win today.
No.
Do you think we'll win?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about time. I think. I know we're going to get giddy and title charges on.
I think if we win today, we got to fourth, maybe. I think something like that. I think Barney said that, but maybe he was just getting giddy. I think it's like a hit. Brighton are such a bogey team, aren't they? I don't want to. I know it's mad saying beating Brighton's getting giddy, but I don't want to get giddy and think we'll just keep winning, because at some point they're going to fuck us over again, aren't they? Like United will. Like, you know, winning three games in a row is dreamland at the moment, isn't it? But I think we'll be all right today.
I want to see the same green shoots developing that we saw last week and the week before against Sunderland. I think a positive result could be obviously a win. A draw wouldn't be the worst situation. I'd like to see us carry some momentum, so I think a loss, you know, realistically, even if we're playing a bit more defensively, a bit more strategically, I wouldn't not play that.
I think. Also, a massive difference is, I know he's only played twice, but Lammens, like, it just get bring. He didn't have a huge amount to do last week, but you know, he made that save when Isaac was through. Like, you know,
great one.
He can catch. Although that one where it jumped, where it went really high and he almost fucked it. But
I was on red line by then.
But I think. He's a car. It, like the fact that he's really young as well. It's nice having someone at the back who's just a bit calm. The defence don't have to worry about it as much. Although Dalot is still shit.
For the Isak chance as well, it was just nice to see that Lemons decided to keep himself in the middle of the goal rather than maybe just jumping out of the way, which we've seen a few times in the Nana. So
yeah.
His instincts look good to me.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I think he, like you said, the calm presence he brings to the team. I think the whole team benefits from that. Mm-hmm. The defence can have that confidence in him. So,
yeah. I think we're pretty confident going into today. We'll see what we're saying. Most of us are.
I think today is going to depend a lot on how Brighton play. You know, I think if Brighton sit back, I think we'll struggle. We've tended to struggle this season when we've had a lot of possession. Where actually, when we've been the counter-attacking team, we played well. You know, we played well.
Well, that's the thing. Liverpool played into our hands last week because of that,
well,
didn't they? They had about
Liverpool.
10 people up front when we went and scored, didn't they? So
So we played a lot better when we're counter-attacking. So hopefully, you know, we might do all right. Who knows?
Anything else to say before? Are you having one after?
Hopefully one after. We're going to the Pev.
We'll go to the Pev. Alright.
If it's open.
If it's open. On that note, we'll leave it at that. We said 10 minutes and we're coming up to it in 3, 2, 1. See you later. Goodbye.
Well, it's going to be a bit loud this in the Pev, so I'm hoping people are going to be nice on the microphone. I'm going to start with what Barney's got to say, because there's pretty much everyone that's out in the Pev. And it's very, very smiley in a way. Before we get to everyone, I'll just read out Barney's thoughts, which he's texted saying. Just really enjoyed that. Thought we controlled it until their goal, but I don't care when we run. I got to lift my boy up because he took Albert today for each goal like my mum did for me, and that made me feel so happy. I could do one of me a big tearful, give me a hug. I just love it when we win, and when we're happy, and we're feeling very happy. Fair play, that went for Blues. Maybe we need a summer and just planning to get going. Confidence is amazing in football, and we're seeing it right now. Continue, but the team's still needing more and giving loads more. Glory, glory, Man United. Hope the fucking rest. And to be fair, that Sunderland result's looking really good today, considering that they won at Chelsea. So I'm going to start by coming round, because literally everyone is here. I'm probably going to start with Shane, because, again, he's got a lovely reprieve from getting on the train and has come to the Pev, which is nice. Steve's making some gestures which won't make the podcast. Shane, welcome. How was that for you?
Certainly for the first hour, I thought it was probably the best performance of the season. Barla, obviously last week, probably obviously trumps it. But I thought it was certainly at home probably the best we've played this season. Obviously the subs disrupted it, and it shows it's still a bit fragile. We could have easily thrown that away. But I thought Cunha was especially good again. Last couple of games he's been good. I know you really rated him from the off, Nick, so you're like...
I don't think he was that good today. I thought his goal was good and he showed some nice touches, but I don't think he was that good.
Yeah, but I think he's like, he's offering a bit... He seems to have the head, like a lot of players, we talked about it in cliches and that, but a lot of players shrink at Old Trafford. Regardless of his ultimate ability, he seems to have like grown into Old Trafford. And he puts himself about, which I know is a basic thing, but he's really present and he's really putting the work in, which there's a doubt I had about him when he came. But I actually thought he was really good today. And he just had something that's like, he just had something both when the opposition have got the ball and when we've got the ball, and I think we've been missing that.
Can I just jump on the Cunha thing? Like, where I sit is the corner opposite the away fans. So I had the perfect view of the goal. Beautiful. But the main thing I was going to say is 2 minutes, 3 minutes later, he was down at my end, tackling, defending. And it's like you just said, he puts himself about, he scores goal, he's down at the other end, like, doing the other work as well. Like, you know, like, I think any ideas that he's the same as Martial, which I'm going to say that you said, is totally unfounded, because Martial wouldn't have done that. So... He's good.
Bit of an exaggeration. I think he's okay.
Would Martial have been down?
Martial was okay, though.
Would he have gone down the other end and defended?
I'm not saying he's the same type of player to Martial. I said that I think that ultimately we'll judge his career off him at the end of it, that we'll look at him back in the same way as we do as Martial. We'll be no fonder than what we are of him.
Well, maybe our standards have slipped a bit. Like the lad in front of me, he said, God, I really rate this keeper. And I said, well, he's basically caught a couple of balls. Up until 60 minutes, he was throwing and kicking to our own players. Then that seems to go a bit pear-shaped. But generally, he's doing the basic stuff. And maybe it's the basics is what we need right now. And I think Cunha does it very well. He puts himself about. I thought at Anfield, he was immense the last half hour at Anfield. He was the one who kept his head. So I think, I think he's got the head for it. And Bremo, obviously, has started really well. I actually thought Sesko, he snatched at a chance today when he should have done better. But I think, like, even having an out-and-out centre-forward at the top pushes the other team back further. So, yeah, I was quite optimistic today. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I think that Bremo's a real player. Like, he's everything that I think that we need. I think he's even a player that someone like Fergie would sign. But the player that I keep coming back to week in, week out, that massively impresses me every week, is De Ligt. Yeah. I think that he's unbelievable. So far, in my opinion, he has been the best player that in our whole squad consistently this season. Every week seems to be at least an 8 out of 10. And I think he's excellent, and I think Yoro's excellent. But we've just got some really good players that are exciting, and you can see just by how happy everyone is in the ground. You can hear by the singing volume levels today was so much louder, even in K-Stan where nobody sings. Was even louder today as well.
I agree with you on De Ligt, and I was actually saying, because we're in scoreboard quite low down, and what I love about De Ligt is his leadership as well. It's starting to come out now with his confidence. He's really, really ordering players about, and when people are not doing what they should be doing, you can see him barking the orders out. The other thing about the giddiness, the Amrin song should be banned as soon as it started to stretch, I think. But as soon as that Amrin song started again, No longer they got to glory days, the team fell apart. The keeper started kicking to them, it just started falling apart, so the song should be banned.
Have you ever seen Train Day down to Washington? Hello, Nathan.
Hello. Yes. I'm just going to say, I think, like we said about Lammens, he's not done anything incredible yet. Like, I think the save against Isaac last week, but it does just feel like he's calm. I said this before the end, he's calm. It doesn't feel like there was never, like with Unana, you can imagine if you're playing in front of him, you're always worried that something's going to go wrong, which is going to affect your game as well. It feels like he's a calming, I don't know.
We haven't seen the second goal, so I don't really know. It might have been a chaotic one. No. So just scratch that from the record, that comment, if it was. But we left it 3-1. Oh, Ian, would you like to say anything very quick, non-edit?
Title challenge is on.
So profound from Steve. I'll see you at Forest as well.
But I'm just going to say...
Just sum it very quickly, just sum up your thoughts quickly.
Awesome game, really enjoyed it, good atmosphere, thought Cunha was superb. Biggest difference been the goalkeeper. No sense of panic anymore when the ball goes anywhere near our box. It's just settled the whole team down. Really enjoyed it. Great. What more can you ask for against Brian?
Hopefully I'll see you before Christmas, but I don't think I will I now, sadly. Monday night football. Hate of the week.
Monday night football. This is the last game of the year now. Ridiculous.
Mental that, isn't it, really? So, all the best. Thanks for today. Don't for helping out. I'm sorry, the man.
But I think someone mentioned it before, that the substitutions made a big difference. Like I love Maynou, but he's not a deep defensive midfielder. And as soon as we took Casemiro off and brought him on, that almost gave them license to attack further. And that changed the game. Casemiro not being on the pitch changed the game.
Definitely. I think Ugarte's there to be got at a little bit as well as Maynou is. And, you know, again, Casemiro's just searching.
Ugarte came on after that. Like,
yeah. But I think both of them are still there to be got at, though.
They had the opportunity because Casemiro, he's going to go at the end of the season. We need to make that signing. Like, we've been linked to a believer, haven't we? Like, from Brighton today, he had a mare today. But we need to make a replacement there. That's what it is.
For Casemiro. The thing with subs is like, I'm going to sound like a bit of an old git. There's too many subs made at once, I think. And he does have a habit of, I know that's the modern game, but, you know, we're playing quite well. I know you've got to change players, rest them, rotate, give other players chances, but we seem to make substitutions en masse, which does just, like, I think it was, heaven was it, come up, like, when the defence got changed at a corner, they seem to sort of not know. Like, come on, it's, you know, understandably, it takes a while to work out who's doing what and the instructions to get across. And I think if you're doing that two or three times in one hit, and then you do another multiple substitution a few minutes later, it just really disrupts a game. But who can complain? Like, Brighton was a tough game today, and we, for 60, 70 minutes, we beat them comfortably, and ultimately, we're back. Man United are back.
It was 73 minutes, I think it was, when that goal went in. After what was, I will argue all day long, that was never a free kick. In a million month of Sundays, that was not a free kick.
Do you think the keeper is shorter than I thought? He looked. Is it my imagination? Or he looks a bit shorter than the average keeper.
He looks quite tall.
Maybe it's just me.
I think he looks tall. I was thinking that today, thinking, he reminds me, I know this is a, let me finish my point. No, he reminds me more like Courtois. He's got more of the same kind of build than what he is. And I know he's Belgian, so that's an easy and lazy comparison to it. But I do feel he looks like him, and that's what he reminds me of in the way that he plays the position. Whether he's going to be that good or not, obviously, time will tell on that one. However, what I would like to state is I will be founding the Ruben Amorim Supporters Club Red News Fan Club. I would like to be its first member, because that's how giddy I feel after just winning at the back of Liverpool. But because 2 weeks ago, before we played Sunderland, I sat there and said to Barney, circling that Brighton game, saying, we'll beat Sunderland because he beats relegation teams. He doesn't beat the big teams that very often. Okay, he went away at City that one time and it just whimpered and did nothing out of it. And I said, that is the game that I'm going to judge him by. And if he doesn't win at Brighton, that is it. And not only has he done that, he's beaten our biggest rivals away and ended a 10-year drought. And he beat Sunderland well, which, that result's even better today.
What did you say before the game today? He said name on the trophy.
Yeah, but it was such a joke.
No, you said it.
I also ran over to Barney singing the Ruben Amorim song, and I've never sang that at all. But I thought I'd tap him on the shoulder and freak him out when I met him. But he has done that, and he has won that, and that is credit where credit's due. And I will hold my hands up and say fair play. I've been very impressed, and long may it continue.
Now, how can we come out of, like Barney bought Albert today, which is magic. Great to get a good performance for Albert. But we were saying in the game, like, I was saying, how can we go from Brentford when literally to a person coming out the away end, everyone said, I think that's it for the manager, whether we won. Not saying people want him gone, but that's what they thought would happen. And then, like, I've always said we're 10 years away, and all of a sudden we're talking about top four, Champions League football challenging. You know.
And I know it might not necessarily be it, but we've got a keeper in there who looks confident, and that could, it could work him from the back. We've got a keeper who go forward from there. We've got a keeper who looks class. We've got signings who are coming back into it. Mbeumo looks class. He scored two again today. It's incredible. He's so good.
Talk about players who put themselves about. He puts himself about. I really like
him. He's like a tiny little bulldozer. He's just... I love him. He's class.
Well, my final football thing is I actually thought today... I'm not saying it hasn't happened of late, but I thought today was entertaining. And I thought we played some really good football, particularly first half. And I've... That... I haven't really. That's one. You know, the results aside, I found the football has been pretty dull. Like, I thought today was a proper entertaining game. Really good football first half. So, yeah, I think you've got to enjoy these moments. We're getting carried away a bit, but if you can't enjoy beating Liverpool on the back of beating Sunderland and now a three game, and Brighton are, you know, a decent side. You know, we should be beating them, but. We've got to enjoy these moments, so we've got to enjoy these moments.
Digger said to me on the way in that the last nine times we played them, they've beaten us eight times, which if that's true, I'm not saying it's not, but if that is true, that's a wild stat.
It's nice to see Danny Welbeck still, like, he's a decent pro, Danny Welbeck, so it's nice, he scored a decent free kick, it's good to see him. Anyway, I'm going to move out of the way, so Paul...
Come on, Paul.
I think he's going to be happy, Paul, not angry, Paul.
Come on, happy Paul, you get involved. How did you find today? You must have enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's unusual to be for us to be in this position where we're enjoying consecutive wins and routine home victories, etc. But yeah, today played all right, didn't they? Cunha and Mbeumo was looking better and better. We came to the conclusion today, talking afterwards, that. We're not nine players short anymore, we're more like four players short. So, two wing backs, two midfielders, and we might start looking like contenders again. And I say contenders, even though we are complete, obviously on today's evidence, we're definitely winning the league this season.
Oh, we're definitely winning the league.
Definitely.
It's all, we're all in agreement.
Yeah, league. Absolutely. It's on.
3 points off top, we're winning the league.
But, with that, I'm not prepared to talk about football anymore. So, thank you very much.
Nathan posed a really good question, and I think you're the perfect person to answer this question. Nathan said, who should be the person to cut the bloke's hair when we win five games in a row? Who should have to cut his hair?
Who? I pick, to be honest, mate, I'm disgusted with the question, because we shouldn't be sort of like... increasing this bloke's reach, you know what I mean?
Edward Scissorhands.
No, I can't be doing with it.
Yeah, let's get best.
Sickens me.
Dig Woodward up for me.
Sickens me, Nick.
Sickens you.
Yeah, sickens.
Wow, that okay. We had a really funny moment on the bus on the way here. There were some Brighton fans chatting shit on the bus, singing away. And they were about 18, there were about four of them. And they had no idea about football, no idea about anything, just complete idiots. And it ended when the bus pulled up outside the Pev. And Nathan just tapped one of them on the shoulder and just went, I remember my first away day, and walked off the bus. And he just looked totally clueless by the insult, because he was such a posh boy. And I hadn't got off the bus yet, because I got caught in the people getting off, and he just looked at his mates and just went, but it is my first away day. And it was just a perfect delivery, and it's made my day. He's capped off even beating him and making my day.
Brighton is,
it's just so perfect. You had to be there.
Brighton is, yeah, can be a decent town, decent spot. But my daughter was originally going to go to uni in Brighton, and then she switched it in her gap year to Manchester, and I was like a fist pump, because I think if
she got the 3 points,
I think if you're going to learn about life and people, and like Manchester will always trump a Brighton, like, so Abel will come out of Manchester being like you rather than that Brighton fan on the bus today. That's
Plus clueless, just in like a little small town bubble. No idea what's going on or anything like that. But
pass it over to Riaz and see what
they want. Yeah, you can go.
Hello, I'm just going to go and speak to Riaz and John.
Do you want to give me your thoughts on today?
Oh, we're fourth. We're happy.
Fourth.
No, we're just getting to Europe.
You
so
just
go
said
on holiday.
The
I did not say that was Jim. Just get to Europe so we can go on holiday again. That's all I want
to do. Come on. Two wing backs away from being a decent team.
We just said that, like how it's gone from being nine players away from being decent to being like three or four away from it.
The back three look solid. Yeah. The front three look great. It's that four in the middle. That's where
two of those three signings though, and Wemo and what a silky player that Cunha is. But Šeško, I'm not sure about him at all.
Then you saw what happens when he brought on all last year's rubbish.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you bring them all on and they all just went tits up again. That's it. Now they were pressing Brighton.
Not Maynard, not Maynard. Maynard's a great player.
If you say so.
I do say
no
so.
No one agrees with you.
Big front three look great. Back three look great. Just need those wing backs.
But then we're still relying on Casemiro because it was when he went on.
But mind you,
we need to replace that, don't we? That
yeah, exactly.
He looks a lot fitter, Casemiro, this season. He just doesn't. He doesn't look so bulky. He's still a bit more mobile. He's not ever going to be a 27-year-old Casemiro. But he looks a lot fitter. And I'm pleased he plays him for about an hour or so, takes him off.
How do you think that works, Casemiro, for 67 minutes and then Mainu? I think that works.
Here's one for you.
Mainu looked like he was being bullied as soon as he came on though.
Riaz knows nothing.
I don't know.
Here's one for you, right. How many times did they have a little shot, a little flick of the keeper, and he held it. He caught crosses. The ball stuck with him. There was no drama.
Exactly. I have to say, no drama.
On the keeper, I have to see that goal again, their first goal, because I think that went through him. I thought it was fairly central. However, even if that was his fault, even if that was his fault, the keeper catching a ball, holding a ball, it's like we've not seen that for about 3 years.
When they got the corner, there wasn't any panic. Like, you know, he's going to catch this. Whereas
nothing bounced off him.
Yeah. If the opposition got a corner before, we were all shitting it. We were all like, oh fuck.
Whereas, we're shitting at the stand. What do you think the centre half?
There's our best signing, not playing Nana.
Don't say his name ever again.
Thank you.
Hold him on.
I won't ever.
I'll leave it at that.
Alright,
goodbye.
You.
See you later. Right, we're going to go now. Nick needs to go because he's off on holiday again in the morning. I'm on holiday next week as well. So the next time you hear from me, I think I'll be in Kuala Lumpur. I'll be doing a 3 a.m. voice note. Can't wait. I love it.
Is that for the Forest game?
Yeah, Forest and then Spurs, isn't it? So Forest, yeah, I'll be in Kuala Lumpur, I think.
And I'll be coming to you live from Nottingham.
Is it 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock, so it'll be like 10 o'clock. Oh, so it won't be too bad. It'll be like midnight.
Midnight finish. Laughing. No. And your body clock won't have kicked in by then.
Can't wait.
Try not to find anyone doing porn abats on the back of bikes.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's why you're going back to Asia again. And on that note,
United 4, Brighton and Hove Albion 2. What were we saying, Zayden? Yes! Big Brian and Wemo, by the way, I fucking love that guy. For me, he's the signing of the summer. Got a Big Brian and Wemo out of all our signings. But Cunha was fucking amazing today. I thought De Ligt again, superb. Marshall in that back line, Euro, brilliant. But Cunha and Wemo, here they good. Casemiro as well, brilliant game today from Casemiro, got his goal prior to deflection. Cunha on the goal scoring sheet, you love to see that. He ran the game today, Cunha. So a little bit, always showing off a bit of trickery here and there, but not in the wrong times. Bruno did well, I thought, today as well. Bruno, big Brian of Wemo, mate, I love that guy. Excuse my swearing, I know I'm going to get told off by Barney. Zayden, who's your man of the match today? Abuemo, yeah, brilliant today, Abuemo. But again, I go back to this, it's about having a solid goalkeeper. and it's Cinnamons or Le Mans, or how you pronounce his name. So he's come in between the sticks. We've looked a far better team, far more solid. Yes, we've conceded a couple of goals today. It's a little bit disappointing, but we look far more solid with him between the sticks. And the confidence in the team's growing, is growing. We should have been 6, 7 or 8 today from United, to be honest with you, especially first half. We absolutely bust them off the park first half. Second half, yes, you expect Brighton to come out and play a bit more. And when we made the substitutions, when we took Casemiro off, you could tell, you know, we lost a little bit of control in midfield. And they started busting us a little bit. You know, a fair play at Brighton, you know, you ought to come and have a go. But United, fucking fantastic today. Sesko, you know, didn't score today, should have scored it then at the end of the first half. But I thought he did very, very well getting in amongst it, you know, putting his body in the way, putting his foot into the tackle, you know, doing the dirty, the nitty gritty dirty stuff, you know. Linking play very well. Bruno! But yeah, you know, that's two wins for both United sides today. The 21s won earlier, that means they then went to. They won 4-1, 4-2 for the first team. Absolutely fantastic. But I'm having a good game as well. But, you know, it's just all about confidence now. Keep this running momentum going. What's that, 3 wins in a row now? I said that, 4 wins at home now, is it? So, 4 wins in a row at home, so just absolutely buzzing after this today. Big win last week against Liverpool. Massive win today. We've got to take this on next Saturday away at Nottingham Forest. They've got a point to prove under Sean Dyche, haven't they? You know, we've got a massive point to prove against them going now. You know, big games coming up. We know that before the international break. But then, you want to say anything else? Glory, Man United. I'm just absolutely buzzing. Roll on Forest away next week. Barney, I love you. To the regiment, everyone. Glory, Man United. And keep supporting Red News. Support our Mind campaign. Going that extra step, you know, take an extra step. I can't remember what Barney's called it now. He'll correct me. But get that, get supporting that. Get behind the lads at Red News. And we'll see you at Forest away.